All right, and our next panelist, who just arrived.
I apologize. It's my mother's 61st birthday, and I just ran down from there. I was like, "Happy birthday, Mom! Gotta go." So I'm sorry that I'm late.
Where's our cake?
I didn't even get cake. I was like, "Bye." That's her calling. I'm sorry. Am I introducing myself?
You know what? I forgot. That's right. I didn't introduce you because. Okay, here we go. Here, Tamara Oakman has recently completed Snatch, her MAE thesis at Arcadia University. She runs the series that CA referred to, the Light of Unity series, which brings together an amazing array of poets and musicians from all over the city. She's been published in Mad Poets Review, Philadelphia Stories, and Many Mountains Moving. She also runs a workshop entitled The Business of Words. And
bless you.
She's another one of my good friends. So please welcome Tamara Oakman. And now you get to talk a little bit about what you'd like to talk about for a few minutes. And then I'll start asking questions. Grab the mic.
I know I kind of came in on the tail end. I didn't hear what the last question was.
There wasn't a question.
Oh, okay. Well, the purpose of the Light of Unity Association when it began in March of 2008 was to bridge the gap in the Philadelphia communities, not just within Philadelphia, but within the suburbs, and to bring both academia and spoken word together, and to, you know, bring all of the genres, basically fiction, nonfiction, expository, poetry, everything, song, you know, together in one venue under one roof. So our whole purpose was basically, I heard a little bit about the kind of separateness that there is, and it does exist. I mean, when you go to different venues, and I've been going to and doing readings for about a decade. Don't ask me how old I am, but what I noticed was, you know, people stayed where they stayed. If they were from Montgomery County, they went to things in Montgomery County. If they were, you know, part of Mad Poets Society, they only went to Mad Poets events. And I said, well, what if I made everyone, whether they were from Mad Poets or Philadelphia Poets or PAP or whatever, come together under one thing for one purpose, you know, how great would that be? And we did it, and it worked. And I think that every venue should try for that, should try to, you know, get rid of the kind of, you know, sameness that starts to happen at poetry readings. And it doesn't always have to just be poetry. It can be, you know, many things that celebrate people and our contributions. So that was the Light of Unity's purpose, which our last performance was on Tuesday. Everyone on this panel has performed at the readings and also at the festival. We had two festivals. So many different kinds of people, so many different faces, people from all over the place. It was really important to me to do. And I loved being able to look out and see, you know, all the different faces and different organizations coming together and for free, under one venue for free. So, you know, that was really a blessing for me. So, I really have to say about that.
Cool.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.